Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob Podcast. Today, we have something a bit different. My guest is Lucas Hart, who is one of the makers of a game called MapMap. So this is a computer game that is all about cartography and mapping. I unfortunately have not been able to play the game yet, but I've seen the demo video and I've seen lots of pictures of it. It looks very interesting for anyone who is interested in maps and geospatial. So I thought we should definitely get Lucas on here to have him tell us all about the game. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to share our game outside of the gaming zone to like geospatial fans and map fans and see what they think about it.
Great. Why don't you quickly introduce yourself? Who are you? Who is the company behind MapMap? And then let's get into the game.
Sure. So I'm Lucas. I'm the game designer of Peepapo Games. Peepapo Games is the name of our studio. We are a small indie studio based in Hamburg, Germany. And our team consists, besides me, of Clara, who's doing our environment art, Laura, who's doing our character and concept art, and Annika, who's our main programmer.
And do you have any background in geospatial at all? I mean, are you a cartographer in your free time, or what?
Unfortunately not. I think the only reference in my life to geospatial I have is GeoGuessr, which is a game about finding your location. I don't know if you've heard about that before.
Yes, of course. This is where they show pictures of Google Street View or something, and you have to guess the location.
Yeah, exactly. It's a game we also regularly play in our company just because it also has some similarities to our game. But other than that, I don't really have, or at least before starting working on MapMap, I had no real connection to geospatial, but through my work on MapMap, I had to like look up different things and research a lot of how you use to make cartography to get an idea of how we can implement this in our game. So to say, through working on our game, I got a bit into the geospatial area.
Well, fantastic. And welcome.
Thank you.
So explain the dynamics of the game. How does it work? How does one play? Is it, can you win the game, or you compete against others? This is a one-person game, a multiplayer game. Give us the background.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of interesting questions. I will start with like the basics of like what's the goal of the game. So in MapMap, you are part of a crew of adventurers, and you're looking for the legendary lost treasure. To do so, you travel to various islands in a big ocean and find and search for clues to find the location of this legendary lost treasure. And you're the cartographer of this group of adventurers, so it's your task to visit these islands first and then mark certain locations on your map in order to find clues for the actual position of the big treasure. This basically, from a game mechanic view, this works like you start on an island and you have a map with you that only shows the outline of this island and nothing else. So you don't know where you are on the map. You don't have any other reference points. You only have the outline, and then you get a task like, hey, mark the location of the old temple. And then you go ahead, explore the island, and search for the old temple. And once you found the old temple, it's all about determining its position as accurately as possible onto the map. In the beginning of the game, you do this mostly by eyeballing and estimating, but over time you unlock more and more tools which help you to measure more accurately. And then you need to open your map, add a marker at where you think the position of the old temple is located, and then you can hand in your mission. In the end, you get a score for how well you've performed, and that's the game.
And this is a fictitious island? It's kind of computer-generated, or it's based on a real island somewhere in the Pacific?
We've been thinking about, like, just to, as a, like, fun gimmick to add like some real life islands, but most of these islands are handmade from us, and that also has a specific reason, because in its core our game is a puzzle game, so we need to make sure that each island gives you a new challenge, so it doesn't get easy or repetitive. For example, now there are more obstacles, or you don't have a clear line of sight to the outline of the island, and then you have to think around that and need to like find new ways to determine your position as accurately as you can.
Oh, I see. So there are different islands, like multiple levels or something? Or
exactly. So that's like the typical thing of how games work. You always start like with bad tools and simple islands, and bad tools and simple levels. And the more you progress into the game, the better the tools you get become, and the more complicated and larger the levels get. In our case, it's just like the islands get bigger and more complicated, but you also get better tools.
And who is the target audience for this game? This is children, adults, anyone who likes maps? What's the...
So our main target audience, first of all, of course, anyone who likes maps. And also from our experience, we've already exhibited it at like different conventions. And in the beginning, we thought like, oh yeah, should we put map fans as one of our main target audiences? But we weren't so certain how many people exist that were like actual map fans. But it's a surprisingly large amount of people. Like most people that come to our game, or a lot of people that come to our booth at different conventions, are like, oh, I love maps. I've been waiting for a game like this for so long. And it's so cool to see that that's actually an audience we haven't thought about. But the other main audience are cozy gamers. I don't know how well known that targeted audience is outside of gaming, but it's people that want to play a relaxing game. So in our game, you can't lose, you don't have time pressure and so on. It's a target audience of people that just want to relax, calm down, and have an interesting experience. And that's the main audience for our game. Though children are also, like, we have a very basic game with basic interactions that can get complicated in the end if you want to perform well and have an accurate score all the time. But that's why I think it's also great for children or inexperienced players in general.
It's funny that you say the target audience is people who want to relax, because as someone who for many years has been active in OpenStreetMap, there are many, many people who that's the reason they contribute to OpenStreetMap. The same exact thing is that it's kind of a way to, you know, to a degree, it's kind of an escape from reality, and they can just get on the computer and trace the outlines of things. Or, I mean, there are different ways that people do it. Some people do it by walking around outside and physically mm-hmm. recording things. But there are a lot of people who do what they call the armchair mapping, where you're tracing satellite imagery and stuff like that, and you're it's kind of a way to escape and go to the other side of the world and just kind of activate a different part of your brain and relax while mapping.
So yeah, that's really interesting.
I can definitely see this working.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty similar target audience.
So one question we should clarify right away. I have to admit to you and to the listeners, I'm not a gamer. Okay, I guess my game is, as I said, doing OpenStreetMap and things like that. So how do people play this game? How do they purchase the game? Is it an online game, or how do they actually get it?
Yeah, so at the moment you can't get the game because it's not out. We're still in active development, and we will be developing it for some longer time. But generally, our game is available through Steam. Steam is like the app store for your phone, but just for PC. It's like the main or the biggest market for PC games there is. And while you can't play the game, you can already check out the store page, and you can also add it to your wish list. That's like the Steam, on Steam, that's the one important factor to see how well a game performs, is how many wishes you have. So if you're interested in the game and you want to support us, the best thing is to add it to your wish list. And you do that basically by just having a Steam account, going to the link to MapMap, a game about maps, and then just adding it to your wish list.
Well, we'll of course have that link in the show notes so that people can check it out. So So when do you anticipate the game will be ready?
We'll take at least more than a year from now to be like fully out. We will release a free demo, which everyone can play before that. And once the game is out in its full version, you can buy it. It's a one-time purchase. It's not a subscription or sales. But it's in the beginning, it will only be available for PC. So yeah, you need one of those.
So another year. So this is quite a big project to create a game like this, I guess.
Yes.
How long have you been working on it?
We've been working on it for around a year now. Before that, we formed our company in our master. We are from the games master of HAWI Hamburg, University of Applied Sciences. And before doing this project, we wanted to do another project, but soon realized that that project was too big, so we were looking for a new project that is from a scope not too large. And after a lot of brainstorming, we got to the pitch for MapMap, a game about maps. And yeah.
And have you, in that time, as you've been creating this game and researching things, have you learned a lot about mapping? And have you gone, you know, do you have like tons of atlases around the office and things like that? And you're kind of like, you know, reading about the great explorers and cartographers of the past and trying to integrate elements of their stories in the game and things like that?
Or? To some extent, definitely. I think what's important to say here in this podcast, because it probably also goes to a lot of professional map makers, is that we are not trying to do a realistic simulation of how map making works in our game, but more a casual, gamified, simplified way of how to make maps to like get people that have no connection to map making interested into map making. But I've researched a lot about tools that were used back in the days, and we're using like simplified ways of them. And some of them, I have to say, I for example, we have a sextant in our game, which is normally used to navigate on nautical maps, but we've like repurposed it to be a measuring tool now, because sextant is much cooler than, I think, maybe you can answer that to me, but we have a tool that's, I think, something like a theodolite. So you can measure the distance, but also the angle of something. So,
I'm not an expert on the older technologies, but there were many different techniques, and of course it was, you know, each technique has its pros and cons with its margin of error and things like that. So do you simulate that in the game, that you can like get things slightly wrong and then the map doesn't line up or something like that? Or
yeah, it's actually something that happens a lot, especially with like you also have a compass, of course you have a compass, and if you like get the angle wrong on the compass or the degree, you often fail, because especially if you have like a distance of, in our games we don't use meters or any other like normal distance measuring, what's called Einheit.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I mean, this is really kind of interesting. And are there dangers in the game or obstacles that need to be overcome or things like that? Or you just kind of wander around and peacefully map everything?
The only dangers there are is your sense of direction misleading you, and you not really finding out where you are at the moment. But other than that, as I said, it's a cozy game. So there's no way to lose in our game, actually. Like, no matter how wrong you are in your guess, you will always be able to continue. But we do incentivize a player to redo a mission if they are, like, 10 steps away from the actual position.
I see.
So,
well, this is quite interesting, Lucas, because maybe it will help with, you know, they've done these studies now that people are actually getting much worse at sense of direction, because now everyone just assumes their phone, you know, they just look at the phone and, you know, they assume the phone will always be able to tell them where they are. And then, you know, if the phone, for whatever reason, the battery runs out or whatever, they're completely helpless now. So
Definitely. I would definitely like to see if this actually helps with reading normal maps or with the training the sense of direction of maybe even young people. And that's also something you see in other video games, because I know you don't know much about other video games, but many video games have maps. But right, these maps always work like a really convoluted version of Google Maps. So you always see your own position, your view direction, and it's filled with everything you can uncover. So it's really clustered, and there's like no challenge at all to find your way around. It's like they often even have like navigational systems, so you just click on a position and it shows you the way. So yeah.
I do think that's the crux of the problem, is like when you're used to the phone, obviously the phone shows you a map, but it also shows you where you are. And with a paper map, you don't know where you are. So the step one is you have to figure out where you are, which can actually be quite challenging, of course, if you're in the forest or something like that, where you can't identify a landmark. So
yeah, definitely. And the cool thing about it is like that's the core of our game. So we didn't do much, but just took this real life idea of like not knowing where you're on the map and putting it into the game. And it was surprising how quickly this was actually fun for people to play. So just not knowing where you're on the map and having to figure out this yourself, that's like the core of our game. And from the very beginning of prototyping our concept, this people were excited to do that. And I think that's really interesting to see.
Well, that leads to an obvious question, Lucas. Do you need play testers? I'm sure many of our listeners would love to take the game for a spin whenever you're ready.
Yeah, of course. We are always happy to have play testers. I mean, we don't have a public version you can download right now. Maybe we will be at an event of GeoMob at some time or at some point, and then we can showcase one of our recent prototypes. And
we would love to have you either. Unfortunately, we don't have GeoMob in Hamburg just yet, but either in Berlin or if you want to come to London, or it would be great.
Yeah, I will not confirm anything right now, but we will try to be there. It would definitely be interesting to see the feedback of people that have more knowledge about maps or geospatial and cartography than us. And other than that, if you have feedback, the best way to give feedback or even to talk to us or to message us is through Discord. I don't know how well known Discord is outside of the gaming community. It's like,
it's known, obviously.
Okay.
It's
perfect.
People have a love-hate relationship, I would say, with Discord.
Okay. If you join our Discord, you can participate in our weekly GeoGuessr challenges to see how well you perform against the dev team.
Cool, very cool.
So, yeah, feel free to join.
One thing, Lucas, you mentioned other games and how they, often have map elements in the game. Any other cartography or mapping games that you're aware of, or anything that particularly inspired you?
There is recently a game about a game called Kato was released. It's a game, the main character is a cartographer, but you do use maps, but it's more like the theme of the game. So you're not doing anything that's close to actual cartography. It's more like a puzzle game, and you can piece together parts of a map in different ways, and then the actual world changes accordingly. But there is a pretty old game called Mias Mata. It's, I think you get lost in a jungle and you need to make medicine or something like that, but you start with an empty map, and to locate new positions onto the map, you need to find a spot where you can see two landmarks you already know, and then you can like triangulate your current position. So it's a pretty old game, so it does feel a bit outdated to play, but the cartography mechanic of it is actually quite fun and engaging. So yeah, it's also available on Steam if you want to play that, as well as Kato. And if you go on Steam and buy these two games, you can also go to MapMap and add it to your wish list.
Well, definitely, people. I encourage anyone listening who is a gamer or as you say, just maybe wants to check it out as a way to, as an escape from reality, a chance to relax. you know, should definitely check it out. And when it comes out, give it a try. It sounds like it could be very, very interesting. So what is the best way, Lucas, for people to get in touch if they have further questions or they want to learn more? How can they reach out to you?
The best way, as I already said, is definitely Discord. But if you go to our website, you can also find our email if you don't want to make a Discord account just for that. You can just message us and hit us up with any questions. Or if you have further ideas or want to get more information on how the game works, which tools there are and stuff like that, just hit us up and we are always happy to hear feedback or answer your questions.
Fantastic, Lucas. I really appreciate you taking the time to come here on the show and telling us about it. And I'm looking forward to trying out the game once it's ready. And as I said, I would love to get you to make the trip to Berlin or one of the other cities and give us a full demo at some point.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me here.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. Hope to see you at an event soon.